This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North, here to help you start your day right as we spend some time with God together. You know, sometimes things don't go the way we want them to, do they? And sometimes we have the feeling, well, that must be because of my lack of faith or my disobedience to God. And certainly, that sometimes is the reason God allows difficult times to get our attention and to draw our focus back to Him. It's true, isn't it? We pray a lot more when we're facing difficult times. But that's not always the reason why we face difficult times. And this week, I want to look at the theme with you, when times are tough. And each morning, we start our day together at this time, looking at a passage of Scripture and allowing God to speak to us from it. I want to look today in Acts chapter 9. The Apostle Paul has just turned to Christ in faith. He had been a persecutor of Christians, and he's blind, and God wants to use a Christian named Ananias to bring healing to Paul and a sense of commission and calling. And so he tells Ananias to go and see the Apostle Paul, known as Saul. Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he did to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call upon your name." But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake." Did you catch that last line? God said to Ananias, "I will show Paul how much he must suffer for my name's sake." Is an important principle of life that you need to get straight in your mind. And that is that God's good plan for your life includes pain and difficult times. We'd love it if God's good plan for our lives only included health and happiness and wealth and all the things we love about life when it is good. But God's good plan for your life includes pain and difficult times. You know, David Wilkerson once said, "Jesus didn't save you so you could cruise to heaven in a luxury liner. He wants you to be useful in His kingdom. And so the moment you got saved, He enrolled you in His school, the school of suffering and affliction." Isn't that the way Jesus Christ Himself went? Wasn't that the experience of the Apostle Paul, and in fact, all of Jesus' disciples? Why do we think it would be different for us? Now, of course, that doesn't mean that God is the source of all hardship in your life. You will experience in your life attacks from the forces of evil in this world, who are trying to destroy your spiritual life. There'll be opposition from people in this world who might hurt you with very evil motives, maybe even people in your own family. But the fact is that God's supreme authority in this world means that His good purpose overrules all those evil motives, and that God can even use those terrible things done to you out of evil motives to still produce spiritual growth in your life. The fact is that pain enables you to grow and mature spiritually in ways that nothing else can. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.